tolls. Patrick Sasser, he's from the Anti-Tolls Coalition, notollsct.org.
And we're for him, boy. I'll tell you, this is going to be a battle that we're going to have to fight. But let me say this. These tolls are not going to happen overnight. Be 4 years, could be 5 years. Patrick, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, we're doing fine, Patrick, and both of us sitting here, Anti-Tolls Coalition, notollsct.org. And I think we have time that we can take care of this, don't you?
I agree. And as a matter of fact, we also have a Facebook page people can find us at.
Okay.
Same thing, just search No Toll CT. Mm-hmm. The grass movement has begun. The message is getting out there. People are joining. They're signing our petition. We were at Senator Bergstein's event last night where she was talking about bringing business into Connecticut. How ironic, she's the one that submitted the toll bill. So a lot of people were there last night against the tolls, speaking out about how it hurts the working class. It's going to hurt the working poor. It's going to affect all of us when we go shopping at the store. The price of goods are going to go up. This is a battle, but we fought it last year. We stopped it from going to a vote last year. And I'm going to do the same this year with the help of thousands and thousands of others.
Well, Patrick, I'll tell you something right now. As far as this radio program is concerned, with the two of us, okay, we've been on this from the very beginning, and I'm so glad that you were able to get through to us here this morning, because this cannot happen. This cannot happen.
I agree, and I want everyone listening to know today is No Tolls Thursday. Go to our page. We have the governor's phone number is on there. We're asking people to call and email the governor today and tell him that we do not want tolls in our state.
Hey, Patrick, I found it rather interesting that Senator Bergstein, who defeated Scott Franz this past November, I found it interesting that the Democratic caucus, the leadership, let a freshman Democrat, a first-year person who's been there all of like 30 seconds, introduce this key bill. It sounds like they're doing a little Pontius Pilate routine here. They're washing their hands. Well, this wasn't our idea. Senator Bergstein. I mean, this is so phony, Patrick. It's amazing.
And it's more than phony.
You know, I asked her that same question yesterday when I caught her in the lobby.
Yeah.
But I was, I'm very curious to know, did she get a better office or a better parking space?
What did she say? What did she say when you confronted her on that?
She told me that if she didn't submit the bill, someone else would have.
Oh, okay.
Said, well, Senator, you know, I would be fighting against someone else and maybe not my own senator, but you leave me no choice.
Hey, Patrick, you know, that's right out of the school of, so, Mrs. Lincoln, other than that, how was the play?
That's right.
You know, honest to God. Well, Patrick, listen, we're a little short on time here. Listen, we're going to make you a regular here on the show. Contact Donna Banks, our producer, Brad's producer, and you have to keep us up to date on what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And thank you,
Donna,
guys, for
Donna Banks. Donna Banks is here every day, and you call her and just tell her that you talked with us and that you are going to be a regular part, because I'll tell you, the two of us have started this before, and now we've got somebody like you, and we'll have more. We just cannot handle the tolls. The people can't handle it.
You're absolutely right. And thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Patrick. We appreciate it. So, Brad, the website again, notollsct.org. So go to the website, find out what they're doing, keep appraised of their protests, and also you'll find them on Facebook.